Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where things are about to get chalk lit. I'm Jasmine, and I'm here with my co-host for the week, Dame Fino, and very special guest, Francis Dominic.
Hello, Jumbo,
hello,
everybody.
Cleveland.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for being on. Thank you so much, both of you. I know you had to clear your very busy schedules during this time.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. You are so welcome.
I couldn't rip myself away from my phone. My current schedule of staring at my phone and staring at my wall was
super
bad.
Yeah, my current schedule is like yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I don't even know what day it is.
So, Francis, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Francis Dominic. A little bit about myself is that I love going to Disney parks. That's like my personality trait. Besides, you know, just constantly traveling, I feel like I sleep more in a plane than I do in my own bed. Well, obviously not right now when this episode is being recorded because it's a world pandemic, but that is okay. When all of this is done, I will be out and about again.
I like to imagine you sleep in a, like you just live in a plane.
Literally, I will be there. I will ask for a whole row and then I would turn sideways and take up all three seats and sleep like it's my bed.
That's your version of first class.
Yes, literally. When I don't get first class, I'd be like, this is it. This is my moment.
I like that you said that's a trait that you like to travel the Disney parks. I feel like that's our, we all have that personality trait of enjoys the theme park, especially Disney.
Yeah, and it's so hard right now because the theme parks are closed.
I know. I keep looking at pictures like, oh, remember?
Remember when like times were good and there wasn't a virus trying to take over our respiratory system? But you know, it's totally fine. It'll all open up. We'll all be okay. Everyone just stay inside.
Have any of you guys had that thing that I know it's happened to me a couple times where I will like have a dream or like a thought about, oh, I want to go do this at Disney. And then I wake up and I like had forgotten, obviously, in my dream that like I can't. It's like this thing of me like already starting to plan going to Disney. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like I
can't. Yeah, literally every single day of my life since all of this has ended.
It's just, it's such a weird like mental block for me where like, you know, some days you remember and then sometimes it's just like I will literally forget. It's not an option. Like it's just like I start already planning being there. But no.
Yeah. I thought, what am I going to do this weekend? Oh, I should call up Allison. Oh, wait, I can't because we can't leave our house. Oh, I mean, yeah. I can call you, but I can't.
I mean, yeah. Leave.
I was like, me and my friends want to like social distance, like we all get in our cars and then just drive into a random parking lot and like park it in a circle, but everyone just stay in their cars just because we miss each other so much.
But, just drive by your friends' houses and wave.
Literally, I'm like, just do a tour of all my friends. Like everyone step out of their balcony and let me wave at y'all.
Well, it's like everyone was making fun of me because this is like my favorite time of the year at Disney besides like Halloween because of all the pink trees on Main Street. And I feel like it's always like a month long or so window. And it's like right now. So I'm like, we're missing all the pink trees.
But seriously. It's okay. And we're never going to see it until next year again.
I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. It'll just be like extra beautiful next year when we get to enjoy it and we're not all of it.
Imagine how nice it's going to be going outside again and like you're going to appreciate everything so much more and like look at this you're going to be like Truman Show, like look at this leaf. Look at like
we're just going to appreciate everything once again.
No, what we will be appreciating the most is all the Disneyland food.
Oh, yes.
I'm eating everything in the parks.
Wait, that's a good co-hosting move. Staying on topic. Mm-hmm. Well, what started your love, Francis, of the Disney theme parks?
So I think it was my mom's love for it. When I was born, I saw my first photo of me was actually wrapped in a Mickey Mouse baby blanket.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, so it started literally when I like decided to come out of the womb and join society. And then so beyond that, my mom always just took me to Disneyland. She would try to at least once a year if she could. And then from there, it kind of just like stemmed like more and more. And then now I've worked for the parks. I've done so much for the parks. I still do a lot for the parks. And I guess I am just Mickey Mouse's slave at this point.
Yes. You're singing I'm a Slave for You, but to Mickey.
Yeah, like my soul, they own it. It's in one of those stones in front of Disneyland. You know how like those family names?
Yep.
My soul is already there being stepped on guests so that Disneyland can rise to its
place. Just feeding off our energy.
Yeah, literally.
So this question is actually for everybody in the group. What Disney parks have you been to?
So I've been to everything in America.
Yeah.
Nothing international yet, but I have done all of Disneyland and all of Walt Disney World Resort and Aulani as well, even though we don't count that as a theme park, but it's a resort. And yeah.
Yeah, I have too. I've been all of them, Aulani and then Disney World and then Disneyland.
I have not been to Aulani, but I'm such like a sad baby. I'm like, it's fine. Traveling for me is like a dream, but it's okay. But I've done, I think all four of the Florida parks. I'm a professional Disneyland DCA girl though.
Yes.
So, you know.
You are the best at it.
DCA is such a dream.
It's like a place, you know.
That's it's a state of mind.
Blanket statement. It is a place. I can't.
And that's how I feel.
One day for there to be more Marvel things.
Yes.
And it'll be a great day.
Yeah, one day.
It's going to be iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully it's all going to get built still. But
yeah.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, hopefully, me too. I hope it opens in time.
It probably, I mean, it's now they're saying maybe September, but it could possibly be.
Oh, did they say that? I didn't hear.
Yeah, well, that's the theories. If they're stopping construction, it will probably be open because Universal's still doing construction. Disney's not. So it's just going to be really interesting to see what's going to be open and when and what they're going to just push off indefinitely. I know.
Wow.
Just deep
that's
breathing.
Stressful.
It's fine.
Anything they've started though, they're gonna finish. They're not, it's just the stuff that they haven't started yet that might get pushed back a little bit.
Do we know what they haven't started?
So they like haven't started Mary Poppins yet. They haven't started they have some of the Star Wars hotel built. They just have the exterior. This is all theoretical, like this is just based on like pictures people have taken that they shouldn't have. But yeah, like Tron probably will open sooner. Like,
ooh, I forgot about Tron. We got to make a plan to go to Walt Disney World.
We
for
do
that.
For the 50th because Guardians is going to be open. Tron's going to be open.
Yeah.
Ratatouille is going to be open. It's hard not to say Ratatouille.
I just think of that guy on TikTok now. Have you guys seen that where his dad looks exactly like, God, why can't I think of his name? The food critic. I'll send it to you.
Exactly what you're talking about.
It's unbelievable. Like he dressed his dad up and he looks, I'm not kidding. He has the glasses. He like darkened his eyes. He has the suit. He made him like
played up to me.
Okay. So what is everyone's favorite Disney park?
I dibble dabble between Disneyland and DCA. It just depends on my mood, you know?
I mean, I really love, I think Disneyland, but like the last year or two, I do feel like Disneyland is always crowded and DCA
is not. And so we end up in California Adventure.
Right. I don't know why I just heard it in my mind as California Avengers. And I was like, yeah, I do end up at California Adventure.
Accurate.
I do. Well, also like, I know it's just like my little like fangirl heart and tendencies, but I love to just like sit around Hollywoodland area and see Marvel characters because I like to try to convince myself like superheroes are real, and I love watching like kids interact with them,
and they are,
and I'm like, I believe it. Okay,
real in your heart.
Yeah, and I mean Disneyland I definitely think is incomparable being like the original, But it does get a little hectic over there. And I do think ours is just not like set up well for that amount of people. And if you're like an anxiety baby like me, sometimes I have to step away from the people.
What would you consider your home park?
Ooh, okay. I always have, okay, yeah, no. Nope, you're, nope, it's Disneyland. It was Disneyland through and through. I felt like I was made in Disneyland, and then so that is where I will put my heart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I worked in Disneyland, so for me, I'm like, it's literally like, there was about 2 years of my life I was specifically there, 24/7. And like, I do have a soft spot for DCA, but like when I worked at Disneyland, that was like considered the trash park, like truly. And it was like wonky old Beach Boys, High School Musical pep rally.
Oh my God, yes, I remember that. And the Power Rangers.
Superstar Limo.
No, not Superstar Limo. But
I love Superstar Limo.
But it was like truly a different park. And I always think it's funny now when like nostalgia Disney Twitter is like, oh, remember this old DCA. I was like, oh, I remember it. It was not that place you want to pretend it is. Well, I mean, like, also I'm like, I'm probably older than like that section of Disney Twitter. I'm like, you're like 18. You saw it when you were a child.
So I was an adult.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, old enough.
Mm-hmm. It was, to know better, to see how cheap it was. But now it's, I mean, I always loved, I appreciated it for what it
was.
Well,
I did like the, where like, Starbucks and stuff is now, like how was the train?
That was cool.
Yeah. I liked that. Everything else, it can stay gone.
That's so cute.
Yeah. All right. RIP.
Literally. Thank you next. Now.
What's everyone's favorite ride?
Haunted Mansion through and through. I have a fat thigh piece of Haunted Mansion on my right thigh. And I always wear short shorts to the parks because I want to show these legs off and I want to show this baby
off.
You gotta
show those gams, baby.
I'm like, gotta show this off. I gotta let everyone know that I am a Haunted Mansion stan through and through, 100%. And no one can tell me otherwise because that is the ride for me.
Dame Fina, what's your favorite ride?
Oh, I mean, I love like the story of the Haunted Mansion. I think it's like the most compelling, like on a storytelling level. But I love King Arthur's Carousel. And I also love the Matterhorn. And I know a lot of people aren't into it. It makes my back hurt, but I love it. I do love its like Florida sister from another mister as well with the Yeti over there. There's something about like being in a mountain terrain and just being like shooken around with a Yeti. I'm into that.
It's just
vibe.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, and the theming is so incredible on Matterhorn. Like, and like, there's not a lot. Sure, like, is. At that time, nothing like that existed. So it's just amazing that they built a roller coaster in a mountain.
Yeah. I just also love that it's very like some of Walt's ideas feel so specific based on like a property or, you know, this thing he wanted to tell. Whereas that was just really like he saw the mountain and he was like, I'm going to just do that.
Yeah.
Like, I want
he
that.
He literally did.
Daddy, build me that. And they're like, okay.
We'll do it.
Exactly, sir.
What is everyone's least favorite ride or attraction? And if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
Not carousel. I'm sorry.
Canoes.
That attraction can burn in hell. I don't ever want to see it. I don't ever want to row. That thing can sink. If y'all sunk in the rivers of America, that is on you.
Like,
that is on you for deciding
costumes,
to row.
The men who work there, I can appreciate over the years. You know,
I can appreciate them wearing a Haunted Mansion suit or a Tomorrowland outfit or Indiana Jones outfit. There are better outfits than a sweaty man rowing for
me. Dear lovely Steph made a point on Twitter saying Adam Driver would work the canoes. And
he would.
I mean, look, it's a thought. It's
Did that
a,
change your
it's
mind
a vision.
It's kind of hot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see. No, okay. I'm going to spiral. So I have to stop here. But it's a thought. She made points. And just think about Adam Driver, like, doing, I would be like, yes, I'll do the canoes. Like, yeah, sure. Like, I love to feel like I'm dying. It's fine.
So much exercise.
Least favorite, hate it. Love to see it dead and gone forever. Submarines. I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a collective yes.
They could do so much better with that whole space.
I just think it's such a waste of space. I think it's like instant claustrophobia for me. And realistically, it's like the effects are not that good unless you are like a small, small child. But kids now, like, they have the internet. They have everything at their fingertips. I don't think they're like getting their rocks off being like, I'm in a submarine. Like, I don't think they care. But
I think you could do something similar, like how they do in Tokyo Disney or at Tokyo Disney Sea, where it's like, it's not really underwater. It's a dark ride and you're in the submarine. I think that would be more economical.
Just give us like the Crush Coaster. That,
yes.
Like, I mean, I haven't been on it. It looks cute. I'm like an older person who likes like physical, like more interesting rides. I like an e-ticket attraction. So literally just take out the submarines, take out the Interventions building, give us any other e-ticket, like anything, literally anything.
Yeah, it could work if they took those spots away.
Oh, you would have a lot of space. Work. If they took out Autopia, Submarines, and Interventions, you'd have probably room for almost two rides.
It's actually, so put Autopia in there with my Tide worst rides. It just smells like gasoline.
Yeah, because Autopia takes a lot of space. And that could be like, we could even have our own, I feel like our own Tron roller coaster. If we just decided to just stack all of it and be like, I will trade Autopia and also the submarines and take away Interventions to give us a full new and immersive attraction.
I love that everyone also calls it Interventions, and it hasn't been Interventions in probably like 10 years.
But what I mean, it was what, Superhero HQ?
Yeah.
Star Wars. But the things that are inside it, it just feels like did they even try truly this last time?
It's
just
leftovers. How can you have a meet and greet with Chewbacca there and in Galaxy's Edge? I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, just take it all away. Like, it doesn't make
sense. I like having a place to meet some of those Star Wars characters with like the location that works, that's not, you know, in Batuu amongst the people in like crazy lighting. But there's like areas in Batuu where it looks like there's space inside certain areas, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, can we just move these inside somewhere? So if
they have
like
more room, thing,
it doesn't matter. I don't know why it's in. It's, I don't know.
They just need to eliminate the timeline thing in general. It just doesn't make much sense.
What's
I don't
your
think
least
people
favorite,
really care.
Jasmine?
My least favorite? I'm trying to think of like, I'm trying to separate like what I don't enjoy versus just what scares me. I feel like, because like Pirates scares
don't
me a lot. But it's
Guardians.
It's a beautiful, well, Guardians, it's a well-made ride. Pirates, it's a really like incredible ride. So I wouldn't like want to get rid of it. Maybe, yeah, like Submarines might be it. Autopia can be fun if I'm not driving. But it's still like, just, I don't get the point of it. Pinocchio. Pinocchio might have to be my least favorite ride.
Aww, what's
but that's
doing?
That's because it's scary.
Aww, Pinocchio.
It is.
Cute.
Pinocchio in general is literally a horror show of a story of everything. When you pass the part and it's like the crying, like, I want my mom. I'm like, this is for
depressing.
Children. It's for children. And I'm like a grown old ass woman and I'm like going to cry. Yeah. Like, why is it so...
Okay, I'll vote for Submarines officially. That will be the one. I just really don't see a point in Submarines.
It doesn't have the action. It's not fun. It's not interesting. It's tired. She's crusty.
Yeah. It's scary in like a realistic way. Like, I'm going to get stuck in here and die.
Seriously.
I feel that way all the time, especially in Snow White.
Snow White, I did have to get evac'd one time, and that was my most terrifying experience.
I wonder how she's going to return to us. When she returns.
I know. And it's going to not be as scary, supposedly. So how are you going to fundamentally change the core of the ride if it's not scary?
What, they're going to give it an actual ending? You're not going to see her screaming in horror and terror and then
die.
They lived happily ever after.
And then ta-da.
I'll miss it.
We killed her. Live happily ever after.
It's my favorite mess. I love her. She's so crazy.
So what's everyone's favorite things to do in the parks?
To eat.
To eat. Yes. That is my transition. Thank you.
To eat. I love to eat. Literally, me and my friends will text each other and be like, do you want to go to Disneyland for lunch? So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we'll park, eat our food, maybe ride one ride that's like a 15-minute wait or less, and then leave.
That is such like a pass holder thing of like, oh, I'm not waiting in line more than 30 minutes. Like, what is this?
Oh, not, yeah, baby.
Not waiting patient. In line,
I don't know her.
Yeah. Who's this? I don't know her.
Sorry, fast pass only.
Yeah, fast pass. Yes, 15
depends
minutes.
On how long things.
So this week's episode theme is eating around the parks, favorite foods at the Disney Resort, because we all love to eat. Yay!
You do.
Okay, so we're going to go through each park and discuss our favorite foods we've had and some we would like to eat. So are you ready?
I am ready. Let's travel the world. Let's go through the world.
Num, num, num.
Let's get it.
So we're going to start with Disneyland. Okay, what's some of – I have three things that I chose for Disneyland as my favorites. What are some of everyone else's?
My favorite place is probably Carnation Cafe. Not that I wake up super early enough to eat breakfast at Disney often, although with Rise of the Resistance a couple times, it happened. I'm amazed. I love the frittata. I love the Mickey waffles. We got it with the ice cream, Jasmine. It was so good.
That's literally on my list.
The texture of the waffle was cooked so perfectly. Because, you know, sometimes people talk about the Mickey waffles and just that they're cute, but, like, it actually is a good waffle.
Tasty.
My favorite thing there is the fried pickles. They are everything. I just love them. That sauce, whatever it is, it's chef's kiss, so good. That rivals to me like the pomfrites. If you want to, like, if you're going to a sit down restaurant and you're in Disneyland and you want like something fried, it's got to be the pomfrites or the fried pickles.
You have some taste, ma'am. We love to hear it.
I love it. Delicious. It's very good. I'm not like a super sweet person, so for me,
I like savory too.
Yeah, so I'm a little more into savory or a spicy. Not that there's like a spicy. Is there at Disney? Not really. And then the only other thing that really stands out, I love eating at what's it called? Docking Bay 7.
Yes.
I RIP to that Ithorian loaf that I used to love.
Oh, that was so good.
It was so good. Especially if you're someone who wants like a meatless option, it was my favorite. I like that Mustafarian lava roll that's basically like a cinnamon roll and that they do in the morning. I like they have like the kombucha if you're like a kind of little more into healthy stuff like I like there. There's like so many things I eat there. That Batu Bon, which is, you know, like the coffee, like mousse and coffee, chocolate cake. I like now that if I want meat there, I like getting the kids fried tip-yip because it comes with the side of mac and cheese, which is super good. And then I like the breakfast Ronto wrap a lot. So those are like my go-to.
Those are your go-tos. Yeah. She has a list. She is ready to go into Disneyland and eat.
You know, I've been sitting around like my house going like, what would I be eating if I was at Disneyland today? But I think it's like kind of snacky, but like not too unhealthy for Disney. The one thing before I forget is I have to say RIP to the Westward Ho McDonald's fry wagon,
because
when I was like a pass holder in high school, that was all I would eat at Disneyland. And so I have to as a like favorite food of the past also mention that.
That is
and
delicious.
Those are my Disneyland options.
Those are all great.
Ta-da. I'm done.
Okay, so my favorites, so we're gonna go down Main Street USA. You're going to find yourself the left-hand side on Jolly Holiday Cafe. And we're going to go ahead and get the iconic grilled cheese with warm tomato soup on the side.
Lives up to the hype.
That is my soul food, my comfort food. If I want to eat and just feel good about myself, I will have that meal. That is, I feel like, one of the most iconic and staple meals in Disneyland. And then you can find me dashing all the way to Tomorrowland. And what is it? It's Pizza Planet now, right? I keep forgetting. because it changes so much. Pizza Planet has Countdown to Chicken Fusilli. Oh, that is God tier pasta. Like, that is the pasta. Like, no one can say otherwise or anything different about that pasta, because that is God tier. It is so good, so delicious, and it always has me full. And they just pack so much chicken into it, so I'm just like, chef's kiss, you know? After Tomorrowland, we're going to travel a little bit to the past, to a galaxy far, far away, to Batu.
Yay!
Listen, when you mention those Ronto wraps, that's all I want to have now. Mm. I like, can I just like bust through like Disneyland and like someone like lift me up and then throw me over the gates and I will book it.
Can they just do like takeaway food for us?
Yeah. Curbside pickup.
Yeah. Yes.
Curbside Ronto.
Can you imagine if Disneyland did that? I feel like that would be so iconic. Like, everyone just on the Disneyland app and be like, hi, curbside pickup, harbor side, downtown Disney side.
Like 15-minute parking drop off, give you a little Ronto.
Look for your designated cast member who works at certain lands. That is where you pick up your food. Wait, this is kind of a genius idea. Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Hey, Bob yeah. Chapek, you want to make some money?
I was like, yeah, I want to make some money real quick. Give us food.
Yes. Just give me some Mickey waffles and I'll drive away and be on my way and be happy.
Exactly. And I think those are my top three staples of foods in Disneyland.
Very good. All great choices. So mine would be Mickey waffles, especially Mickey waffles with ice cream. So, because yeah, Allison and I are the same person.
So wait, but let's clarify. Do we like one big waffle or do you like the mini waffles?
I like the big. I feel like the big ones tend to be a little crispier.
Yeah,
maybe their machines are better. The little ones, maybe because they let them set around more, they get a little soggier, but they're always still delicious.
They don't have as much range as the big waffle.
Yes, I've actually had apple cinnamon Mickey waffles. Ooh, I prefer a classic, ooh, but flavors, yeah, they did like flavors always exciting. So I enjoyed that.
Everyone, congratulations on having taste on Disneyland foods.
Oh, good.
Love to hear it.
Flavor.
I also like desserts at Docking Bay. I like all the food at Docking Bay 7, but the desserts, the Bachu Bon, and then what's the fruitier one?
The Oi Oi Puff or whatever.
Both delicious.
I don't know the specific pronunciation.
Oi Oi. It's pronounced Oi.
Still, yeah. Sounds cute though. Sounds cute.
Yeah. I like the size. I think they're the perfect size. Not too much. They're really cute, really well themed. Good job, Disney. Curbside pickup would be awesome.
Bravo.
You don't have a main dish for Disneyland?
Well, my main would be, I love the Monte Cristos that they have in New Square.
That's fair.
I love a good Monte Cristo. Mm. They're delicious. I usually get it without the ham, but either way, it's delicious. And you can kind of order it. You can get a vegetarian version if you want, or with different types of meats, and they're delicious.
Me so good. Taking notes, like, I'm getting like hungry already. This is not
Me too. How are we gonna make it to all the
I don't know. They need to do curbside pickup, and then we could just go right after and go pick up all of our food.
Me ordering $300 of food. Yeah.
So you order two things.
Just a lot of fried pickles.
Yeah, you're like, I would like my weight in fried pickles, please.
No one else does it like Disneyland with the fried pickles. It's like, I don't know. Anyways.
There's some food that Disney does so well. Like, some things, yeah, they're not so good. But there's some things that they do so well, and I feel like people do not appreciate it enough.
Absolutely.
100%.
Shall we move on to DCA?
Across the street.
Yes, let's go walk across the park.
Across the Esplanade.
ma'am.
I hear the music of Soaring Over California. Yeah.
And we had her for a good amount of time, too.
Yes.
Like, not even soaring around the world, soaring over California.
I can't wait for them to just, like, admit it's better and bring it back. But anyway.
Permanently.
Like, look.
We made a huge little mistake. So I love a good bread bowl at Boudin. I think they're delicious. Mm-hmm. I like bread. Road bread. I always like to get a bread to go. I get one of the Mickey shaped breads and then I take it home with me. I call it road bread. It's delicious.
That's cute. I like that. I've never heard of it that way.
Anything you take from Disneyland, I just put the word road in front of it, and then it justifies me snacking on it later. Like, oh, this is my road popcorn. This is my road bread. You can justify anything that way.
You really can. Yeah. Like calories don't count at Disney, so you just keep eating.
What are some of your favorite snacks there?
So in Disney California Adventure, you could find me eating at Lucky Fortune Cookie. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Lucky Fortune
Cookie. At least it was at some point. Yeah.
Oh, the dragon throws me off. So I'm like, Lucky Fortune Dragon?
Just give me some food, dragon.
They recently changed their menu. So everything is so delicious. They actually have like ramen now. And then they have Szechuan chicken, like spicy Szechuan chicken. And then so I always eat between those two. And then the pasta all the way in... like in Garden Grill, like Paradise Pier Garden Grill, they're like Sunshine Tomato. Oh my god, I'm like butchering the name of these foods. I'll just be like, that's it, that's what I want. Like, I don't even look at the thing anymore. I'd be like, that one, that pasta, the red one with chicken. Yes, thank you.
Point.
That one, whatever, I forgot what it's called, but that one is so good. Like, there's just so much savor and flavor. Mm. Oh my god, I'm like drooling talking about it. It's just that good. Those are probably Jack Jack's Cookie Num Num.
Oh yeah, that is a good
listen
cookie.
When they brought those, I was like, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us like high-end cookie. I don't know if they freeze those and then just reheat it from then and there, but those are just fabulous.
It reminds me a little bit of an Easy Bake Oven, like how they warm them up. Just light bulb food, but they taste so good.
They're so good. It's dense too. Like there's a lot of cookie happening.
It's like a Pizookie cookie almost.
Yeah. And I like it.
It's very good.
It.
Allison, food?
Well, anyone who knows me knows. My one thing is the freaking dill pickle popcorn at the Cozy Cones. The problem with it is it's not always good. Sometimes you get that, like, popcorn from the bottom of the barrel, you know, and you get, like, too many kernels. But 99% of the time, it is my favorite. I love the salty. Obviously, I like the pickles. We already talked about fried pickles.
All the pickles.
I don't go as often because it's like, you know, a sit down thing to go to Carthay, but I have to mention those freaking fried biscuits, which are so good. And my only other like real food DCA thing I think is Paradise Gardens? That like, I think it's just like a green salad, something they call it, but it has like blue cheese and candied pecans, and it's just like a really solid salad for Disney. It's one of those ones where it tastes good enough that it's like kind of nice, but it still feels healthy. So that's the thing when like I'm trying to be like, what I'm eating today, but I'll still
calories some kind of Disney, you know, you're walking all day anyways.
Well, it's not even the walking. I think like I just have a sensitive stomach. So I have when I have to, you know, it's just like my stomach hates me. So
and sometimes after we've eaten like fudge and candy and ice cream, you're like, okay, I need to have the salad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, where are my greens? I need some veggies.
And one thing I want them to bring back, I loved it so much I had to write it down as a note. The French onion mac and cheese they had like years ago.
Yes.
Food and Wine.
Oh my gosh, yes. That sounds so
I mean,
good.
They always have good mac and cheese. I feel like variations, but the French onion specifically, I think about it all the time. Just like find an excuse to bring it back, please. Thank you.
Is there any like festival food that stands out? So I always liked the what do you call it? The beef Wellington. I thought that was good. And then the French onion mac and cheese.
Oh, from the holidays?
Yeah. Those were two standouts to me.
What was the mac and cheese we had this year? That was really good.
Was it just regular mac and cheese?
No.
You're right. That would be at the food festival.
I have my highlight still on Instagram. I was like, what is
it? Hold on, everybody.
There's just so much good food and I miss it.
It was good. Stuffing. The holiday stuffing.
We would get that and then go watch Mostly Kosher. It was our tradition.
I just love the seasonal mac and cheeses because I'm like mostly basic, but it's like a little something. Mm-hmm. Just a little kick. A little flavor.
Yeah, just the basic amount. So this might be a controversial opinion. I like the quick service food better at DCA than Disneyland. Not the restaurants, just quick service overall.
I feel like Flo's VA Diner does a really good job.
Yeah, Flo's is really good too.
Of like overall theming and like food.
I love the atmosphere of Flo's, but I don't feel like I eat there that often. But it might just be like my personal taste, because I always hear people say like they love the food.
There was a meatloaf I really liked, but I think they took that off the menu, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they did. They definitely took out the meatloaf.
I'm so sad. Maybe I just like...
Stop taking such good things
away. They keep taking loaves away.
Yes. Just give me my road bread and I'll be happy. I'll be on my way. Yeah, the festival food's always good. It's hard. There's so much that it's hard to like, yeah, pick too many standouts besides what they already have there. When I went to Epcot, they did have this one drink that was like, I just got it for the Figment Cup, and it was a boba drink, but it did not taste good.
Was that during the festival?
Yeah, that was during the festival.
The
arts thing? It was arts festival, and it was a cute Figment Cup, and it was literally like club soda and like some sort of flavor with some boba on the bottom.
Cool.
I think they need more boba over here. We don't have a lot of
they
boba drinks.
They need boba in the parks. I am tired. I want some good boba. Like, good boba, too. Like, not bad boba that's been, like, laying out for, like, hours. Like, I need it freshly made constantly.
Yes. I need to chew while I drink. I need to work out.
That is 100%.
You gotta stay busy, girl.
Shall we move over to Disney World?
Yes, let's go. Okay. Let's hop on a plane.
Hop on a plane. Okay, Francis is sleeping.
Me never sleeping. Me wide awake.
Yeah, me just
like
staring.
Out. You'll be like, I wish I could sleep.
Literally making a list of outfits and locations. Like, I'm thinking of the sun.
So let's start at Epcot, which is my favorite Orlando park. Just side note. I loved the Garden Grill. Have either of you eaten at the Garden Grill?
Yes.
The one that it's the rotating restaurant?
No.
It's,
no.
I don't know what. I love Thanksgiving food, and it's kind of hard to find that type of food. And it was, I love the atmosphere. I love living with the land. I love the food. The character stuff was fine, although there weren't a lot of people there. So the characters were fun that day. And I love that you don't have to get up in Florida for their buffets. They bring you your food. It's a chubby person's dream.
It's so nice. And like, yeah. And like Mickey Mouse comes to your table in his cute little farmer outfit.
Yes. I had Chip and Dale. They did like a mic drop because I think they liked my outfit. So they did a mic drop.
Yes. Ooh. That's iconic.
It is. And we decided that the little house on Living with Land, that was Tiffany Mink's house.
I'm all about it.
I love Garden Grill. And the restaurant moves, which some people, that they're kind of weirded out by that. That doesn't really bother me. But because it moves so slowly.
It moves so slowly. It's like the earth moving. Like, yes. You know,
literally.
Like you don't feel it.
It's just, yeah, because it takes, I think, a full hour to go all the way around. And it's not that big of a restaurant. So you're just, yeah, barely. It was fun jumping from the platform and pretending like that was dangerous. That was a highlight of the trip.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, so what are your both of your favorite foods at Epcot?
I always find myself eating in the land. Just because their quick service has so much to offer. And I feel like some of the food is like inexpensive down there too. Sunshine Food Courts.
Yeah.
I just love the food choices over there because they provide you with everything of like what you're craving for. And so it just depends on like what you want more. Mm-hmm. And then it's so easy because it's like you go into Epcot, and then you just make a right, and then you eat everything, and then you go drink around the world.
Epcot's, it's the land pavilion's nice too because it's all fresh grown. You're eating local produce.
It's in there. So you are supporting people who are growing it. And then besides that, I always find myself in China Pavilion's quick service location because they pack in so much orange chicken and rice when you're eating. And so I love it. Like, I love it so much.
It's so good. Allison, favorite food?
I am a little European girl. So I love, like, everything in Norway in that bakery. I got, like, a school bread and, like, four other things, I think, last time with Lonnie. And, like, literally, like, put them all in my bag. Like, a bag lady to bring back.
Road bread.
And I love the caramel corn, in Germany. And my favorite place is Beer Garden. I can't help it. I'm, like, half German. I will have German food every time it's applicable for me. The people who work in Beer Garden were like so sweet and nice. And we were in there for like 3 hours, like a ridiculously amount long. It's not like the most authentic.
She's on vacation.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, like for me, that last trip, it was so hot. It was, you know, like Halloween.
Oh, I get it.
And
there's like no shade in Epcot.
No.
Yeah. And it was like the third day of the trip, I think, when we finally went to Epcot. And I had not eaten more than like bites other places. And it was like the first place I got like a good meal. And I was like, oh, like it like saved the rest of the trip for me, because just sometimes like the atmosphere and wherever you are. And it was like comfort food for me. So I think if you're looking for like super authentic German food, it's not like the most ever, but it's really, really good. You know, get your buffet, however many plates you need, multiple. Literally, like you can get, I think, like 6+ different desserts. So about it.
That's delicious.
If you don't like German food, it's maybe not for you, but I love it. Entertainment, what do you not want? Lederhosen is there. Dirndls are there.
Gorgeous. Everyone who works in World Showcase is gorgeous. That's just like a rule.
That's, yeah.
But what?
We could have a whole episode, Kelly, about that. Exclusively.
I was trying to marry the guy in the France Pavilion. I was like, hey, you want to live in America?
There's many guys I want to marry. I'm pretty sure there's one from every country.
Oh, at least.
Specifically like Mexico, Italy, and France.
Yes.
And Germany. Oh my God. So there was a period of time in when I would go to Disney World like every 2 weeks, and I would always get this the grapefruit beer in Germany, and there was this the most beautiful guy I've ever met in my entire life. Like, I was like, oh my God, can I please take a picture with you? And then now every time I see him, we take a picture. But he is a cultural representative, so he was only there for 1 year.
I don't know why I thought he was culturally appropriating. So I was like, oh no.
No. He's true.
We still love him. We love him.
He's so beautiful. Oh my God. But yeah, otherwise, that's like my story with all the men.
We're waiting for the Disney wedding special.
Yes.
And I can imagine. Hi, I met him. He was serving me beer. And then I didn't know that he was going to be on his knees with a ring next time I saw him.
He puts the ring in the beer.
Yeah.
It's magic moments.
Disney romance.
We can all find our future spouses in a World Showcase.
Truly.
We'll be like Pride and Prejudice style.
You had me at Pride and Prejudice.
Marry us off. I see it now. It'll be on Disney Plus.
You'll be Lydia.
Oh yeah, I will. No, I took that quiz that you took, and I was Lydia, and I was I was somebody else. Like, even worse. I was probably like
Kitty.
No, Georgiana. I was Georgiana.
Oh, Georgiana's not bad.
Yeah, she's just silly and young.
I mean, she made some mistakes, but anyways.
Yeah,
but
don't we all?
Hey, girl.
For a handsome man, don't we all?
Through and through, ma'am.
Yeah, I've always wanted to eat at the teppanyaki restaurant in the Japanese pavilion. I just love teppanyaki.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, next time I go, I'm definitely
100 out of 10. Please. I mean, you deserve it after this quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I'm excited to go to Disney World. I just really want to go back, and we're going to go and get married and make our Disney Plus show happen. Okay, so shall we move on to Magic Kingdom?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what's everyone's favorites at Magic Kingdom?
Nothing.
There's no good food there. Hello. I need to talk about cheeseburger and pizza spring rolls outside Adventureland. That is my jam.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to have to agree with that, and also the corn dog nuggets. But other than that, Magic Kingdom doesn't really offer any, like, top-tier quick service foods.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't go to Magic Kingdom to eat. You just go to Magic Kingdom to see the fireworks parade and, like, the castle. And I feel
Mover.
Yeah. People Mover Carousel Progress, like Chef's Kiss, you know? And I feel like Magic Kingdom is, like, where you end your night, like, if you're, like, multi-park hopping all day, like, you eat everywhere else. Like, you eat Animal Kingdom or you eat at Epcot, and then you just end the night at Magic Kingdom. And that's where you get Starbucks. Like, I feel like getting Starbucks from Magic Kingdom is the most magical form of getting Starbucks.
I have one restaurant I like in there. I love Harbor Galley, and I love getting the trio platter with the fried shrimp, fried chicken, fried fish, and hush puppies.
Oh, I forgot about her. I love getting their tuna melts.
Yeah, it's the only place I like in Magic Kingdom, and I love the theming. I love like the old 1700s
it's
theme.
It's cute. Oh, you just like remind me of so many good memories from that place.
Me like, all the but good. Have you had the spring rolls? Because look.
Yes.
I need that. Also, like, I'm a snacker, especially when I'm at the parks, generally, I would say, because I want to enjoy something but like keep moving. I don't want to get like too full. But I those spring rolls and that I think the nugget things were at, they're at Casey's, right? Because I had, this is going to stay on theme for all my other picks. There was like a seasonal Casey's hot dog. It was the only thing open. So granted, it might have been because I didn't really eat all day and I had it at like 11 at night. But it was like a hot dog with pickles on, fried pickles on it.
That is your theme today.
And cheese. And it was like ridiculous. And it was like the greatest thing. So also I like trash food. Sometimes
I feel like I'm more of a restaurant person, which kind of sucks when I'm at the Disney parks because I literally will spend half my day at restaurants. I don't know why. I just like the atmosphere and sitting there. Francis, are you more of like a snack person or a restaurant person or a combo?
I find myself more in restaurants than snacking because when it's hot in Disney World, it's just so uncomfortable to like walk and eat at the same time. Like you really want to find shade and just chill out.
And rest your feet after doing like 30,000 steps in a day.
Yes. And like your feet are on fire because like the cement is hot.
Yep.
And then like, I'm like, why? I'm like, well, I get that the land was cheap, but why Orlando, you know?
Yeah. It's because it's in between three freeways.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just so hot. I'm thinking
about it. There's lots of
it.
Areas that are between three freeways, but yeah, they just moved Orlando. Yeah. That's what I saw. Yeah. I saw a documentary once and they said that. I'm like, that seems very Disney. Like, oh, it's between three
that really
freeways.
Does. Like hella next to a freeway.
So much land.
Just... Yeah. I need to try those, the spring roll or the egg rolls you were talking about. Allison.
You do. Cause they're delicious. I mean, they had them here for one of the festivals in California Adventure.
Oh yeah. I wanted it and it had a super long line and I was just like, I'm not going to stand in this
I would
line.
Wait.
The secret, you can go to any line and buy any
that's
food
true.
There.
Yeah, that is true. Now you can do that. You can go to a shorter line, buy the food, and then go pick it up at a different one.
Yes, ma'am.
Shall we move over to Animal Kingdom?
Oh, yes. The most amazing, wonderful, well-thought-out theme park in all of Walt Disney World Resort. And that's that on that.
You're a Joe Rohde fan.
Yes. Oh, my God. When I met Joe Rohde, I like gave him the biggest hug and cried.
You got to meet Joe Rohde?
Yeah, I got to meet him at D23.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Two Disney icons.
Because, like, I didn't have, like, a pass to meet him. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, at the end of his set. And, like, his line was, like, not that there was, like, no one in line for, like, his last 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, ran up and I was, like, oh, my God, can I say hi? And he was, like, oh, my God, please. And I was, like, oh, my God, I love you. I was just like, thank you so much for creating one of the like just creating such wonderful like things for us to make memories on in the parks. So yeah, I'm a Joe Rohde stan through.
You need
through.
To become close enough friends that you can gift him like the thing that means most to you, and he'll put it in his earring.
Okay, but also like, have you seen his sons? They're so
yes,
hot.
So hot,
so hot. I'm like, how do I get married into this family?
Become a roadie.
I'm about to do something.
I want to be a roadie so bad. I'm like willing to like marry the sons, you know. And that's plural. I said sons. Like I can marry both. Like it's fine.
You'll be like Tiger King. You'll do like a polygamous thing.
I feel like if Joe Rohde was a gay man, that would be him.
Oh for sure. But he'd have like even a better like setup.
Yeah,
like
he'd have like a well thought out place. Like
he'd massage the animals every day and like they'd have like meditation hour and
exactly.
It would be perfect. Sorry, Allison, what were you saying?
I'm Googling Joe Rohde's sons. I can't talk
about
it.
Oh yeah, right
now.
They are.
Oh no.
Yes, true. Like, and like, I don't even think they love Disney as much as Joe Rohde. Like, I feel like they grew up with it to the point where, like, Dad, we don't care. Like, oh, like, good on you for making this ride.
And Joe Rohde, he wasn't even a Disney person before he started working there. He was more of like a designer. And then he just was so into storytelling. and so into that he just became a Allison's just dying right now.
No, I'm just like making jokes to myself because you said like I don't think they like Disney that much, and I was like, do they like Disney more than Breck Eisner?
It's funny. Nobody hates Disney more than Breck Eisner.
Anyways.
Back to food. Francis, tell me about the food you love.
So, in Animal Kingdom, I always love to go to Satouli Canteen.
Yes.
Their bowls are just so iconic, and there's so much food in them for such an inexpensive price. And I feel like I could eat I get sad when my food is done. Like, I'm like, can I order again? That's always the worst part of finishing food is like, oh my God, like it's over. Like this experience is over. Like, how do I do this again? You know?
I want to eat more without being judged.
Exactly. And then, so I love Satouli Canteen. Like their chicken bowl is just so good. And, another place that I love to eat is like more of a snack is at the quick service of Yak and Yeti because their chicken fried rice is divine. Like that is my favorite. Like if I needed to walk and eat, that's what I would get, you know? And then so those are my top two favorites in Animal Kingdom. And sometimes I will even when I go with like certain friends, we have like specific days. Like sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom and get Satouli Canteen and meet you guys right back because it is worth it.
I love the beef from Satouli's. Like I could just eat that beef all day. It's so all good. The meat. Give it to us. When you said it's just a snack, I want to be like, oh, like Joe Rohde's sons.
Yes. Honey, those are 5-course meals. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thanksgiving.
I'm like, please, I will give thanks to Joe Rohde, you know.
Allison, what are your favorite foods at Animal Kingdom?
Oh, I think far and above, I have to say, if I go to Animal Kingdom, I have to eat at Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't even get through it. I'm so
fine.
Sorry.
Dining.
At the front door. I can't stand you. Why would you say something so controversial?
I'm sorry. I'm like entering troll territory now. That the roadie thing sent me.
Girl, you are. You're going to get trolled for this. How do you go from Joe Roadie's son to wanting to eat at Rainforest Cafe? Like,
I honestly just think it's very funny that it exists there. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like one of those things where I'm like, who's picking to go there right now? I don't know.
It's in the park and not in the park at the same time. No.
You need a park entry. Like, just make a left.
Like, hey, honey, we're going to go to Rainforest Cafe for a real theme park experience.
I'm like, I'm going to drag you right now. Imagine going to Animal Kingdom and going to Rainforest Cafe. Who would that be me?
Hey, you know, have you had a volcano?
No, those are good. Volcano!
Volcano! Do you remember when we had Rainforest Cafe? Now I'm just thinking about memories.
Do you remember? Girl, it's still there. It's just not open.
Well,
yeah, the shell.
Something is there. I don't know what. But they had the wildest menu. It was so big, but also like nothing ever looked good.
Because nothing was good.
Except, a volcano for the...
I've only been there once, you know, and I think it was such an experience because, like, I don't know, Rainforest Cafe is like a Twilight Zone episode, I feel like.
Well, I'm like, as an elderly Disney person, when Downtown Disney was brand new, and that was like the place we would go in high school with like my friends who are also pass holders, like not all the time, but like, you know, we would every couple months go to Rainforest Cafe because I had a bunch of loud friends, and every time we would order a volcano and we would be screaming volcano louder than anyone else, that we would hear them coming and just start and like screaming. And so like, I do have somewhat fond memories, but I don't remember ever eating any actual food that was good. So I don't think I really ate much at Animal Kingdom, but you know what I will say is really good? It's like Animal Kingdom adjacent is like the food from the Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's really good.
Oh, yes. Sanaa. Oh my God, the bread, the sauces.
I was like, when I was over there, I would just go back to the room and get like room service or go eat in the hotel.
The room service at the Disney resorts that I've had have been really, it's good. Like, it's some good food.
Did you have anything? Have you eaten at Animal Kingdom?
I haven't. I had the beef at Satouli's, and then I had like the noodles with it, but the noodles have peppers in it, and I can't eat peppers. But so I kind of had to eat around it a little bit. I had a quesadilla there too, randomly, and that was really good, even though it was just a quesadilla.
Still valid.
Yeah, still, it was. I mean, it was good. Good food is good food. We didn't stay there long because that was the day where Michelle was really sick and I was really sick, so we ended up having to leave early. But I did have Satouli's and it was delicious.
Oh, good. As long as you had that and as long as you feel that way about Satouli, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
That's all that matters, baby.
Oh, and I forgot. They also have the soda refills that you can do yourself, which I love. Yes. When they have that. So shall we go over to Hollywood Studios now?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Just hop on over.
Jumping on a bus.
Take
30
minutes.
Yeah. Oh my God, no, let's go Skyliner.
Can you take a Skyliner? Yeah, Skyliner was really easy to get around from Epcot to Hollywood Studios and then like to all the hotels. That was so
I thought I was going to hate it because it wasn't air conditioned, but now that's all I want to travel in. I'm like, Skyliner me to Animal Kingdom, to Magic Kingdom. Like, don't waste my time.
Yes. I don't need to take the monorail anymore. Just give me all the Skyliners.
Yeah, Skyliner is so fun.
I'm like, Lonnie didn't let me ride it.
No!
But next time.
What?
Well, I mean, I feel like we went pretty close to after the thing. So she was just like, I'm not going to die. You can go by yourself. I was like, oh, okay.
So we're going to plan a trip. We're going to go, and we're just going to ride the Skyliner everywhere as our only mode of transportation.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And not die.
Yeah.
So
going to start planning right now.
Right now. Oh, seriously. Like, I know you can't book anything yet, but I'm going to have the whole trip planned. I love the 50s Primetime Cafe milkshake, and I also love the Mom's Favorite. I just love that restaurant. I love the whole theme of it. It's so funny that you're like in a 1950s TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's just really cute.
I love the vibes there so much. That park is, I know, like so many people told me since that last time I went was the first time I ever went to Hollywood Studios. And everyone was like, you're going to hate it. It's such a mess. It is like literally my favorite. I was like, this
but
is
it's so fun.
It's so old Hollywood, but like.
Well, Studios doesn't get like, it doesn't deserve the slander that it gets because if anything, like, the food might not be like as amazing, but it has the best theming. Like,
yes.
Like you said, 50s prime time, sci-fi diner, Brown and Derby. Like, all of it is just so good, you know? I'm glad they brought Ronto Wrap so that the East Coast can like delve into that kind of like magic and taste, because I feel like a lot of the foods in Walt Disney World get lost to cater to just like the regular American cuisine versus like Disneyland, where we need something new like every 3 months because it's the same people going. And if you're not going to give us anything new, then we're like not going to go, you know? And then so I feel like a lot of like rich recipes get lost after they've opened in Walt Disney World. But I'm glad that they're keeping some of the stuff that's actually good.
Well, and I think Hollywood Studios is now like going to be objectively considered one of the best parks with Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land, Mickey's Runaway Railway, all the great theming they already have. Like, I think it's going to like the days of it being the butt of the joke are now ended. It's a good park now.
Yes, ma'am. And I hate people who hate on it because it's like, she's so good.
I honestly am going to say something so controversial right now. It's probably my favorite park over there.
Good. As you should.
Well, it has things I love. It has Star Wars. It has like old Hollywood. And to me,
And like, you look so good too in all the ways you dress. So it's like, that's your like aesthetic, you know?
I mean, I think it's obviously not maybe like the most well thought out or, you know.
Yeah, it feels like an expansion pack.
You could definitely get it done in like less than a day, probably, of like the stuff you want to do. But for me personally, I'm like, I love that roller coaster so dang much. I love Tower of Terror again. It's got a Beauty and the Beast show, like one of my two favorite princesses. It's got old Hollywood stuff, Star Wars. I mean, the only thing I'm like kind of whatever about is like the Toy Story stuff, but it's still like a cute land.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm like, for me, and it's just a whole different vibe. Like, to me, our Hollywood land should have looked like that. And ours is like It could go.
I wish we could actually go into the buildings, you know.
They're all closed down. You used to be able to go into all the buildings. And then now, like, the one behind Captain Marvel, that used to be a food court. They used to have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And now they're just all closed up. And I don't get why they can't put something back in there.
True.
That's just me on my soapbox. Questions I have with Disneyland and why they do what they do. That could go on for a long time.
I'll get you on a rant. Yeah. 2 hours right there.
Food. Back to the food.
Oh, back to the food. What food do you two enjoy?
Were we at Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Yeah, we are at Hollywood Studios. I think the restaurants I just named, like I said, I'm there for the experience, not more for the food.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of like really solidified, like actually Woody's Lunchbox makes a mean grilled sandwich, like grilled cheese sandwich. Like they're pretty fantastic. And also Ronto Wraps in the East Coast. So probably I would like dibble dabble with Woody's Lunchbox and Ronto Roasters for the best foods in Hollywood Studios.
And they're opening that barbecue restaurant sometime in the future.
Yes, Trixie's. I'm like, wow, what an icon. Look at her, a businesswoman.
I didn't get to eat there, but next time I really want to go to the Brown Derby just because I'm like that old Hollywood fan where I'm like, I don't really care if the food's good. I just kind of want to go in there since that's not a thing we had time for. But I did really like the ice cream. I did have that, whatever that place is called. It's like across from the Beauty and the Beast and like where you head to Tower over there.
We'll go to the 50s diner and we'll just talk like Katherine Hepburn the whole time.
Oh, of course.
Let's do it.
My war bonds.
I'm bringing so many outfits next time I go back there. I'm like, just for that street, I'm going to be like, yes, you saw me in 8 different dresses. Like, look away. Anyway.
It's like looking at the sun. You shouldn't look at it.
Mind your own business.
So are we ready to go internationally to talk about food we'd theoretically like to eat?
Yes, let's go travel.
Now we're going to go to the park. I think that's definitely on the top of my list is Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo DisneySea. 10 out of 10.
Would 10 recommend. Out of 10, 100 out of 10, 1,000 out of 10.
So I really would like to try the alien mochi. I just like mochi.
Yes, me too. That's like, I feel like that's like one of the most iconic things that everyone takes pictures of. And now I just want it.
It just, and I think, I don't know what flavor it is, but it just looks adorable and I'd like to eat it. And mochi is good.
Me too.
I also am really fond of the Mickey shaped eggs, even though it's just a regular
egg. Yes. I want to know how they make the egg yolk.
How do they do like that?
It's beyond my mind to figure that out. I'm just like, it's magic. I could never.
Mickey chickens.
Mickey chickens.
Oh yeah. Like the Mickey burgers too. Like I want it. Like, please give it to me.
Why can't we have more of that here? We deserve nice things too.
We do. I'm like, spoilers.
Why don't we have Mickey soap?
Anyways. I know. Why don't we have Mickey soap?
I don't know why. It's like the thought. I was like,
imagine if Disney just like sold out right now, like Mickey hand sanitizers that make Mickeys.
They even have the like churros that are shaped like Mickey.
Yes, they're literally in the shape.
They're just on a different level.
Just the level of detailing is amazing. Is there any food you've seen that you would like to eat?
Melon bread.
Melon bread. The
Mike Wazowski melon bread. Like, someone ship it out to me right now. I would like to eat it. Please.
They also have like a Alice in Wonderland like Evil Queen ice cream cup. That just looks really cute. All their stuff, it's just kind of regular stuff.
Oh, also their popcorns and their churros.
Oh, yes. I forgot about all the flavors they have.
God tier popcorn flavors and like God tier like Mickey churros.
And they have a variety of flavors of everything.
Yeah. They really like taste. So that's like what I imagine all of the parks in Disney World to be. But
oh, so good.
If I don't get to try every single flavor of popcorn, what's the point?
What is the point?
On to the next part.
To Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney Studios. Now, this one was just more European style food. So, like, they had steak and fries from Bistro Chez Remy that looked good. And then
pastry. Honestly, just like fly me to Disneyland Paris and drop me there, bury my body, bury my soul. Okay, as fantastic as Tokyo Disney is, I really want my first international theme park to be Disneyland Paris.
That's literally my same feelings exactly.
Yeah, because it's so beautiful. It was made with the intention of upgrading what a Disneyland park looks like, which is why the castle is like completely new. And I feel like the best parts of Disneyland are there and they made it more excellent.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. the way the park is ran and just like the quality, like kind of just like dumbs down like the full overall look of Disneyland Paris, you know?
Yeah. Well, Disneyland Paris was like the original one because Tokyo Disney was kind of built like Orlando. Hong Kong Disney was built after Disneyland. Paris was like its own unique mm-hmm. thing.
In like the most beautiful castle, period.
Yeah, like, and stop that. Like, stop breaking down all these parks. Let them breathe. Let them do it.
let them live.
Exist.
I believe in them.
I would, yeah. The food that I would love to try there would probably be in Walt Disney Studios Park, which is the Ratatouille restaurant, because I need a rat to cook me my food, and that's final.
And don't they have a little animatronic rat that they push around on a cart?
Do they really?
They did. I don't know if they still have it, but they had a little Remy that they would lift, you know, like the little tray thing, and there'd be like a little animatronic Remy under there.
Stop. That is so cute.
The one time a rat is welcome in a restaurant.
In a restaurant, yes. Yeah.
It just sounds so adorable. And a lot of people don't like that park, the Walt Disney Studios park. It kind of gets like poo-pooed upon, but I think it's
it does. After watching Imagineering Story, I get it. I get it. And I feel so bad, but it's getting the upgrade it deserves yeah. now, you know, because it's getting Frozen Land. It's getting Arendelle. It's also getting Star Wars Land. And it's also, what's the third one?
It's getting a Marvel.
I thought it was already Marvel. I think there's one more. There's one more that's like part of that extension, but like, I forget what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I want to go right now. And I want them to bring back that Horned King thing below the castle.
Well, that was in Tokyo, but
yeah. Is it? I thought it was Paris.
No, it's Tokyo. They had
now we have to go travel to both these places, so yes. We know.
Paris has the dragon, has Maleficent underneath.
Oh, that's and right, that's right.
Yes, and that's that right. I think is like so beautiful.
So shall we go on to Shanghai Disney?
Yes.
So my top of the list is any food shaped like Duffy and Friends.
Yeah, any food. And also, I want to dine at their Club 33.
Yes.
Club 33 is stunning. That balcony view of the whole park. I'm like, how dare they? You know?
I would love to go to every Club 33 because I think they're now at every park. There's at least one.
Yeah, they're in every park in Walt Disney World. I've been to all of them except Animal Kingdom.
Ooh.
And I feel like Animal Kingdom is going to be the best one because it's the newest one that they made. But also we're not allowed to like talk about like the inside of it. Like it's supposed to be like super secretive.
Just sacrifice, human sacrifice.
Yeah, literally. But other than that, I do want to eat at their Club 33 because it's so luxe over there.
It's everything so shiny and new over there. It's just beautiful.
I feel like they have like really good like rolls in Shanghai Disney. And so I'm like, just take my card, like swipe it. Like, I don't care at this point, you know, I'm in Shanghai Disney. I'm going to eat everything. Screw
mm-hmm,
y'all.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hong Kong Disney.
Yes.
With Mystic Manor. Have you heard of the restaurant Crystal Lotus?
Oh my God. Yes. That's all I want to do. I think it's so beautiful.
The dim sum is all shaped like Disney characters. So there's like Pooh Bear. There's the aliens, there's like any character you can think of, and it's just, yeah, it's different types. I wouldn't even care what I eat there, like just put anything in front of
me. Yeah, it is like literally so cute. And like when I was like doing research on like what foods I would want to eat in international parks, like Crystal Lotus looks like the best one because everything is like a Disney character shape. Like there is a green-eyed alien, there's Baymax, there's Shelly Mae, there's Donald Duck, there's your Mickey Waffles, there's Mike Wazowski. Like it is just, it just looks so good.
It's so good. So next level. And it's a really just beautiful restaurant besides that. It's their, I think it's like their upscale, what do you call it? Like flagship restaurant. And it just looks so good. And it's so cute. And again, I sound like a broken record. Why don't we have this?
The Baymax.
The Baymax.
Seriously, there's a lot of things like in international parks that I would wish they would bring to America because it would just make that much more money.
How many food pictures would you take?
Yes. Do you not want money?
I would become a Disneyland foodie again. Like I used to take pictures of my food all the time and post it on like my main feed. But now majority of them just end up in my story. But if they were this cute, they would definitely end up on my feed, like 100%.
I just like imagine like just this fun experience. Like it just makes your food more fun. Just have a little dim sum with some eyes on it looking back up at you.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
And like, why is that so hard?
Yeah, I like, I think the Baymax one might be my favorite, but I just love Baymax.
He's a cutie patootie.
So, okay, only two more foods I have left. I have Winnie the Pooh donut and egg waffle ice cream cone.
Oh, I forgot they have like the best versions of donuts there. And I think it's so cool.
They have a few other characters too. I just love Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Pooh Bear is like, I'm sure it tastes fantastic.
Who would you say overall has probably the best, the food that you would want to try the most?
Tokyo Disney, hands down.
I agree
down.
100%. They have the biggest variety.
Yeah, they really do. And I feel like everything would just be so delicious and tasteful. And like, no one can compare.
Yeah, it would just all be so beautiful. And I feel like it would taste really good too. I love like Japanese desserts and I love Japanese food too.
Yeah, and like I feel like everything we would eat, we would not regret because it's just that delicious.
Okay, so any last food things we want to add? Anything? Are we good?
I want to eat all these foods. That's what
I want to eat. All of them.
I want to eat now. Now that it's all the foods we've
I'm
talked
like
about,
I'm like starving and have to go look at my sad quarantine refrigerator. And eat some.
Make myself some nachos and bagel
snacks.
Bites.
Some homemade Ronto wrap, which is like a tortilla, a soy hot dog.
And that's okay.
Hey, we have food, so it's fine. But I'll still be dreaming of curbside pickup for now.
I think, Disney, what you need to take away from this is do curbside pickup. This is something we all agree. You have
like,
three.
We need to manifest it at some point, you know.
Everybody write in at Disney, tweet at Disney, please do curbside pickup.
I was like, if you love us, please just do it.
Don't you love us, Disney? So where can everyone follow both of you? Where are plug yourselves right now?
So all of my socials, I am mainly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok now. And my at is Frances Dominic. And the second I in Dominic is two I's.
Double.
That's it. Yep.
Oh, and I'm at Damfino, Damfino on Instagram. There's a lady before that Damfino on Twitter. If you want to see my highly non-interesting rants on who knows what next.
I'm really good at transitions. I was like, okay, everyone plug yourselves now. Go.
You're like, let's finish this up. I'm hungry.
We did.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I am hungry. I'm hungry. There's bagel bites with my name on it, possibly nachos. We have so many plans today.
She's spoiled.
Oh, yeah. I make matzo nachos. I eat matzo bread and I have cheese I put on top, a little butter and salt. It's delicious.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can we curbside pick up for you?
Yeah, I'll come by. I'm like, here you go, guys. Disney curve, and I'll put shape everything like Mickey.
Thank you so much. So kind.
Oh, thank you. A special thanks to our patrons, Abby, Ashley, Danny, David, Jennifer, Lauren, Mandy, Sean, Tiffany, Tori, Valerie, Wynette, and Jenny. You can find us. Our website is 1313harborthepodcast.com. Our Instagram is 1313harborthepodcast. Twitter, 1313harbor. Make sure you rate and review. Download. Thank you so much, Frances, for being on. Thank you so much, Allison, for being on.
Oh my gosh, of course. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
I had so much fun. We need to do this again and just talk about food.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this episode was basically about food and men. Like,
yes, snacks. My two passions. Yeah.
My two passions.
Snack. We have to do a whole episode just about like hot people related to Disney.
Hot, yeah, literally. Down.
I'm on it.
Sign me up.
Top 10 hot people who work for Disney. Number one, someone who works in World Showcase.
Chris Evans? Does that count?
Yeah, that does count.
Absolutely. Meeting Chris Evans, my Disney prince.
Yeah, what a guy.
He is the dreamiest. What a guy. So yes, thank you. Make sure everyone go. I think I said this. Rate and review. Go check out everybody. To all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome.